This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. In Washington, where two Americans and one U.S. permanent resident freed in a prisoner swap are back on American soil at nearby Joint Base Andrews. They arrived about 20 minutes ago. That's the sound as returning Paul Whelan was reunited with loved ones. CBS News correspondent Lana Zak has more.
The three Americans and one American resident released from Russian custody in one of the largest prisoner swaps since the Cold War have just arrived back on U.S. soil. American citizens Paul Whelan, Evan Gerskovich, and Alsu Karmasheva, as well as U.S. green card holder Vladimir Karamurza, all part of an eight-country, 24-prisoner swap. To give you a recap, they were released earlier today from Russian custody back to the U.S., first through Turkey before flying home.
President Biden and Vice President Harris were at the foot of the steps from the jet greeting them. It took a complex months-long negotiation involving more than six countries and two dozen prisoners. President Biden said diplomacy works. An Illinois sheriff is apologizing for the actions of an officer whose actions led to the death of 36-year-old Sonia Massey inside her home. Sangamon County Sheriff Jack Campbell.
Specifically, Sean Grayson failed Sonia Massey. She called for help. He did not provide the help, and he ended her life. So in law enforcement, we're here to provide public safety and to take care of calls for service like this, and he failed.
A new era of transportation is arriving for seniors in the San Francisco Bay Area. KCBS reporter Matt Bigler says self-driving shuttles are now in operation at a large retirement community.
As they strap themselves into the minibus, these senior passengers could hardly believe the vehicle was fully autonomous.
Are you driving this? And the attendant said, no, it's driving itself. She said, well, show me your hands.
80-year-old Harvey Johnson said he loved having a robot do the driving.
I'm losing my eyesight, and this is absolutely going to be perfect for me.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency in 54 of Florida's 67 counties ahead of a predicted tropical storm.
The storm is now producing showers and thunderstorms over Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. And according to the governor's declaration, there's a possibility it could bring at least 12 inches of prolonged rainfall over the next 7 days. He's concerned about flash flooding, river flooding, coastal flooding, erosion, and gusty winds.
CBS News' Christopher Cruz. More than 49,700 Hyundai Santa Fe and Santa Fe Sport Utility vehicles are being recalled because of a problem with airbags.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Advocates fighting human trafficking say Wisconsin needs to do a much better job. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
CEO of Zetia Community, Marlene Sorensen, says we need to do better providing services for survivors.
Human trafficking is reported in all 72 counties in Wisconsin. Unfortunately, Wisconsin has a big F in our state response to the issue of human trafficking and sexual exploitation.
Awareness, education, and willingness to be someone's safe space can save lives. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Authorities are going after suspected deer poachers in southeast Wisconsin. The Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office and game wardens are zeroing in on a 200-square-mile area around Fond du Lac, Dodge, and Washington counties. They're asking for information from anyone who knows anything. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Another loss at home for the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers scored two runs in the bottom of the first and nothing after that. They lose to the Braves 6-2. It's the fourth straight series loss at home for Milwaukee, still holding on to a five-game lead over St. Louis. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You have to kind of reach down and kind of reassess like where you are personally and not worry about standings and things like that. Worry about playing good.
The Brewers head to Washington to play the Nationals tomorrow night. NFL Packers wide receiver Romeo Dobbs opening some eyes, beating veteran veteran corner Jair Alexander twice for touchdowns. The Wisconsin Badgers continue training camp at UW-Platteville. What's the biggest advantage for head coach Luke Fickell entering year two? Offensive coordinator Phil Longo.
The difference is, though, we have so many people now, so many players in these rooms that know everything. And so the learning curve this year for the new guys is not what it was last year. You know, we still had coaches learning. I mean, I didn't know the restroom was until April.
That's Phil Longo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any shower coming to an end? We'll see a few scattered clouds during the overnight. Mid-60s by sunrise. Our winds will be light out of the north. On Friday, any remaining cloud cover in the morning giving way to sunshine. Highs will climb to the upper 80s. It's 66 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer joins us from the recombobulation area. We learn more details about President Biden's efforts to free hostages held in Russia. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Second hour of our program. So Biden just had a press conference and, you know, about the prisoners swap. And a reporter said, Trump said he could have gotten the hostages out without getting anything in exchange. What do you say to that? And Biden looks at him and says, why didn't he do that when he was president? Yeah, Paul Whelan was taken while Biden was, or Trump was president. Anyhow, on the line with us is our longtime buddy. I don't want to call you old, Phil here. Phil Lytner, the veteran war correspondent in Kyiv, Ukraine, and host of the On the Edge podcast. He also has a video blog over on YouTube. Just plug in Philip Itner. Itner Philip is his Twitter handle. Phil, welcome back to the program. I'm seeing reports that the F-16s are in the air. What's going on there?
The F-16s are in the air. They may have been used in a recent massive attack that happened two nights ago here in Kyiv. They are believed to have assisted in the air defense program. There are those who are concerned, however, that it might have been a ploy by the Russians to kind of draw out the F-16s so that they could see their capacity and perhaps even track where they fly in and out of. So glad to have them in the air. A couple of photographs have been taken, videos have been taken. So they are definitely here, but how the Ukrainians will use them, I'm not 100% sure yet, because I've got a lot of conflicting reports coming in, whether or not they're going to try to use them in an offensive capability on the front lines, which could put them at risk, and obviously losing them and their pilot would be devastating. Or would they be more held back in reserve in a defensive capability to try and keep Russian forces from advancing or conducting attacks on the cities or various positions and logistic hubs, arsenals, ammo depots, what have you. So we'll see how they get used, but they're here.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of attacks on the cities, last week when we talked, you said Kyiv was down to a couple of hours a day of electricity. How is the situation now?
I think it may have been the darkest before the dawn kind of situation. I think they were last week. I went the longest period of lack of electricity that I've been through since coming here, since the full-scale invasion. It may have been that they were transitioning to. There's a whole new system that has been implemented here in Kyiv to try and give alternative methods for electricity or to keep the electricity flowing until, say, a transformer can be repaired or what have you. So it may be that we, for now, are in a better place than we were last week, and it may have been kind of our darkest moment. But hopefully we will have consistent electricity, because not to tempt fate, but I have gone now two full days without an electricity gap at least while I was awake.
Really? So you've got continuous electricity now. That's marvelous.
Yeah, we now have. It is. Something's been done.
Yeah.
They've changed something, and it may have been that that bad period last week was because they were bringing this new system online. But as I say, knock wood. We'll have a more reliable electrical supply because we certainly need it.
That's great to hear. I read that Ukraine had struck a Russian airbase in Syria. Is how far outside the boundaries of Ukraine are the Ukrainian forces reaching right now?
Well, we know they were in Mali. Well,
in Africa.
Sorry, let me correct. Let me correct myself. Yes, there was another big story here. Aside from that strike that you're referring to, there was a bunch of Tuareg rebels in Mali who took out a whole bunch of Russian Wagner group, this paramilitary group that is thinly veiled Russian militia or a paramilitary group. Yeah. And the Tuareg rebels in Mali were able to overwhelm them. And then when they took a picture of all these Wagner soldiers that they had taken custody of and prisoner of, they were taking it with a Ukrainian flag. And there was a masked individual of clearly European, Caucasian European, standing next to the rebels, and the thinking is that it might have been Ukrainian military intelligence, GUR, who might have been down there because they were openly showing the Ukrainian flag. So Ukraine is going to seek out Russian assets no matter where they are globally, and we are starting. Well, we've seen a few incidents, but these couple of incidents on quick heels with one another is pretty clear messaging that Ukraine will take it to the Russians wherever they find them.
Which raises the question, how is the war going? What's happening on the front lines?
Well, I wish I had better news to report on that front, but the Ukrainians are falling back from an onslaught of Russian assets, of Russian forces out in Donbass. It's not a huge stretch of territory, and I don't, it looks like what they're doing is trying to solidify their control over Donbass, but that isn't going to change the course of the war, because unless the Russians can take a major city like Kharkiv, or more importantly, even Odessa, that at the end of this war, presuming that there is a Ukraine, which I have no doubt there will be, the major things would have to go horribly wrong for there not to be a nation state called Ukraine that will include Odessa, and that just by surviving will be a form of victory, because it will also call into question Russia's dominance over the Black Sea. If they can hold on to the seaport in Odessa, Ukraine can cause all kinds of havoc to the Black Sea fleet, which has already been forced to move away from its traditional port in Sevastopol on the Crimean Peninsula all the way out to the farthermost eastern shore of the Black Sea. And losing the Black Sea is in so many ways what this war is all about.
Yeah, I get it. Why they took Crimea in the first place. Yeah, for the
That's
Russians.
Right.
What are you reporting this week in your On the Edge podcast? What's the top of your news, Phil?
Well, firstly, let me address one quick thing, if I could, Tom. With this announcement, it's quite timely, the announcement of President Biden's major success in getting these prisoners out from Russia, because our last week's episode, if you missed it, was with a former British POW in a Russian proxy prison here in Donbass. And he described to us what it's like to be in one of these prisons, and it's horrific. The stories he tells. Now, I've been in Russian prisons before as a journalist, but I got to leave. He was actually imprisoned in one, and the tales that he tells are horrific. And it is, no matter what you think about the terms of the release or whatever else, today, Evan Gershkovich, Paul Whelan, Vladimir Karamuza, also what is her surname, Karamushova, they are no longer in these horrific conditions. So go watch that episode if you want to understand the significance of releasing these Americans and green card holder in the case of Karamuza, because they're horrible, awful, despicable places. Our next week's episode is going to be with a journalist here, an American journalist, Zarina Zabriskie. It is a very difficult story as well, because we are more or less breaking the tale of what Russians are doing in the riverside town of Kherson in southern Ukraine, where they are actually hunting human beings. The Russians are hunting Ukrainian civilians, human beings, with drones. And it's a war crime.
Wow. To kill them, presumably.
To kill them, and or just to torture them and to create terror. Right. They will chase civilians down the street. They will cut into apartment buildings or, you know, little alleyways. The drones, controlled by a Russian, drone controller somewhere remotely, follows them down these alleyways and streets, terrorizing them. Think about that time. You're living in your hometown, and there are drones that are pursuing you, hunting you. They call it a human safari in Kherson. Whoa. They feel that they are actually prey to the Russian drone operators, who don't care whether they hit a military target or a civilian one, because they clearly must know what they're targeting, because they follow these civilians as they run away from the drones down the street. It is, as I say, a war crime.
Incredible.
So I urge you to watch this Sunday's episode. It is disturbing, but we need to know why it is we need to stand by the Ukrainians. And what Russia is doing is terrorism.
In these occupied territories, are the Russian troops still kidnapping young Ukrainian children and shipping them back to Russia for the child porn industry?
Yeah, well, the child porn industry is an allegation. I think it's a substantial one and a reputable one. But yes, they are still taking Ukrainian children from areas that they advance into. All the more reason why the Ukrainians are determined to take back the territory that they are, yes, admittedly losing right now. But to leave Ukrainians at the hands of Russian, and especially Ukrainian children in those occupied territories, is unacceptable to Kiev, despite the desperate need for a peace.
They have already taken over 100,000 of these children. This is just shocking. Phil Edner, veteran war correspondent in Kyiv, Ukraine, and host of the On the Edge podcast, available where fine podcasts are found. Phil, thanks so much for dropping by today.
Thank you, Tom.
Always good talking with you. Always enlightening. It's 16 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls. I got to tell you actually about Josh Shapiro, a big article about him in the New York Magazine today. Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to dispel a credit myth. A NerdWallet survey found that more than 46% of Americans think that carrying a monthly balance on your credit card helps your credit score. This is so not true. Carrying a monthly balance on your credit card does not help your credit score. Here's what does. Number one, use credit cards. Number two, don't charge more than 30% of your credit limit in any given month. Number three, pay the card off on time and in full every month. That will help you get a good to great credit score. Carrying a small balance won't hurt your score if you're paying the minimum every month, but by carrying a balance, you're also going to be paying a lot in interest. And that is why this is a myth that credit card companies don't work too hard to dispel, because it makes them some money. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen, Senior Advisor with the Lincoln Project.
You know, one of the things I think that you've done with this show, and I'm proud to be a part of it, is we've really tried to get out and listen to people.
And that's why I'm so thankful to work for a company like Civic Media that allows us to do that. Because the more we get out and listen to our friends and neighbors, we discover they're not our enemy. We're all Americans, and yeah, it really is a melting pot.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
Randy Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Welcome back. So New York Magazine just published a fascinating piece by Jonathan Chait. It's titled, What's So Great About Josh Shapiro? And he notes right up front that there are two hits on Josh Shapiro. The first is that he endorsed a school voucher plan. And the second is his association with Israel and his concern, his calling for the firing of the university president. Who testified before Congress about the student protests. With regard to the school voucher program, Jonathan Chait notes that they actually never negotiated. They didn't successfully put this thing into law. And part of the reason was that he could not get Republicans to yield on some of the more onerous parts of it. So he writes, Shapiro wound up not implementing a voucher plan when he was unable to come to terms with Republicans. He's also been endorsed by the American Federation of Teachers, which probably alleviates some of the concern. On the Israel issue, Jonathan Chait notes, the more serious criticism centers on his comments on anti-Israel protests since October 7th, which he has denounced. In the broadest terms, he defends the right to free speech while condemning anti-Semitism. On the Middle East itself, Chait writes, his position is also conventionally democratic. He supports a two-state solution. He endorses Israel's right to self-defense against Hamas terrorism. And he condemns Benjamin Netanyahu as a dangerous and destructive leader. Now, that third part I was unfamiliar with, and I'm really glad to hear that. By the way, Shapiro ran 14 points ahead of Joe Biden in his state. And right now he's 29 points ahead in his approval rating is up 29 points. This guy is doing really well in Pennsylvania. He's made public school breakfast universally available. He opened up state jobs that previously required a college degree to applicants without one. He delivered a masterful performance repairing a melted bridge on I-95 in Philadelphia, delivering practical results that voters can notice. So, we'll see. We'll see what happens and who is Kamala Harris's nominee. But we've got a great group of potential vice presidential nominees. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Tom. I'd like to address the question the caller asked on the during what most people heard as a break, maybe didn't hear about the electoral vote count.
Mm-hmm.
The Constitution says that the president shall be the one who wins the majority of electors appointed. So, in other words, however many electors are appointed, this idea.
Oh,
that,
I see. So if some states don't certify, then the total number of electors needed goes down.
Yeah, because right. All the states since 1880 have directed their legislatures to choose electors by a popular vote of the people in the state.
Right.
So, for instance, in Florida in 2000, had they been failed to certify, which is why the Supreme Court was so damn, dead set on making them certify by December 18th, then those 29 votes would not have been, the 29 electoral votes would not have been appointed. Therefore, the majority would have been Al Gore at 267 and George W. Bush at 242.
Thank you for clarifying that, Paul. Thank you so
much. If you have to have, if there are many candidates, you can't just win a plurality of electoral votes. You have to win 50% plus one.
Yeah, I that was my clear recollection from having read the Constitution. But, it didn't occur to me that the magic word is appointed.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so. What I wanted to call about is that, I'll tie this to something else in the Constitution, is I heard,
I just have 10 seconds, Paul, if you want to get right to it.
Okay. Here's another one. See if you can find in the Constitution, before the 14th Amendment, in the original part of the Constitution, what are the criteria for becoming a citizen, for being a citizen of the United States or any state?
Are there any?
Find nothing.
Yeah, that's what
there
I thought. There is no criteria.
Aren't.
Yeah. Okay. Paul, thank you very much. Good talking to you, as always. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's Talk Media for the Sane Among Us. I'll be right back with your calls. Stay with us. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of two books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you, my dogs eat your food and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference. So I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month.
Yeah.
Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that, you're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
Or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
CBS News special report at Joint Base Andrews outside Washington, D.C. Happy sounds as three Americans who were part of a complex prisoner swap with Russia arrived back on American soil this evening. President Biden was there to greet Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovitz, Marine veteran Paul Whelan, and Russian-American radio journalist Alsu Kermacheva. And he defended the trade. Americans in return for Russian criminals jailed here.
I don't buy this idea that you're gonna let these people rot in jail because other people may be captured.
Vice President Harris was there making a point about diplomacy and allies.
This is just an extraordinary testament to the importance of having a president who understands the power of diplomacy.
The swap involved 24 people being held in six different countries. CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Five student groups at UW-Milwaukee are being suspended temporarily for some anti-Semitic social media posts. The school is linking the groups to social media posts it calls alarming. UWM says the posts use intimidating language aimed at Jewish community members and organizations that support Israel. Details are trickling in slowly about Vice President Kamala Harris's visit to Eau Claire next week. Here's James Kelly.
Harris and her running mate will visit the region on Wednesday afternoon, although an exact time and host location has yet to be revealed. The campaign plans to announce who will be her running mate on Monday. According to an Associated Press report, Vice President Harris is planning stops with her running mate in seven swing states next week. I'm James Kelly.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It was not all innocent fun at Comic-Con last week in San Diego, California. The comic book fan convention grows in popularity every year. This year, however, law enforcement executed a sting operation and arrested 14 people on charges of sex trafficking and rescued 10 potential victims, one of which was 16. A representative for the Comic Book Culture Convention told Entertainment Weekly that the arrests were made outside of the event. Poker players and moviegoers alike will be interested in this. Matt Damon dropped hints on The Rich Eisen Show about a possible sequel to his 1998 film Rounders. The film was not a box office darling, but has gained fans over the years, most likely through the growing popularity of Texas Hold'em. Damon plays a graduate student who promises his girlfriend he will quit gambling, but gets sucked into helping his friend, played by Edward Norton, pay off a debt to a Russian gangster, played by John Malkovich. Let's see if the studio goes all in or folds. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any shower coming to an end. We'll see a few scattered clouds during the overnight. Mid-60s by sunrise. Our winds will be light out of the north. On Friday, any remaining cloud cover in the morning giving way to sunshine. Highs will climb to the upper 80s. It's 66 at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Heisman. When I first started watching Ninja Warrior, it was like, this guy was a track athlete. Now they train to be Ninja Warriors. It's like doing the Stairmaster to be better at the Stairmaster.
These were kids who grew up watching Ninja Warrior. They weigh 140 pounds. They don't have anything but muscle, and all they're doing is algebra homework, and they remind me how old I am.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian John DeCoste. As Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot joins me to talk Twisters, and it's a Bar Band Friday as Terry Barr brings us new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Just thrivehealth.com with the promo code Tom. That's like getting a month for free. So go now, justthrivehealth.com, and use that promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, to get 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic. That's justthrivehealth.com. Promo code Tom.
In the land of the free, where the people stand tall, we've seen Trump rise and fall, and we've heard the call. With unity and hope, we can make a stand. Together, side by side, we can heal this land. We've got the power in our hands, the strength of many.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Susan in Chicago Heights, Illinois. Hey, Susan, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call, and thanks for all you do. And tying in with what you were just talking about, there's a new documentary out. It's called God and Country. I think I told your intake worker I was mistaken on the title of it. But it is called God and Country. It's about an hour and a half long. It's on Peacock, maybe elsewhere. And it's all about the Christian nationalists taking over U.S. politics. Huh. It's tied to January 6th and Project 2025. And it's chilling and eye-opening. Please check it out.
Okay. Thank you, Susan. Thanks for the heads up on that. That sounds fascinating. Appreciate the call. Stanley in Monteca, Stockton, California. What is it, Stanley?
Actually, I'm in Fresno now.
Okay, I'll change that. So what's up, Stanley?
My thought was, back when you were talking about the voter polls being purged, with the Democrats that are running ads, they need to include information on how voters in their district can make sure they're registered.
Right. Go to vote.org, by the way, to do that for most states. It's real easy.
And I thought maybe the DNC would add a little extra money, because you know, what good is the ad for that office if he's not going to get the votes because they've been purged?
Yeah, good point. And that's, Ohio just purged over 100,000 people from their voting rolls just apparently last week, from what I'm reading online. This is the new Republican thing. Oh, we've got to keep the lists clean. Yeah, right. Stanley,
well, that's where we need to make sure that, you know, if you've been removed, you know about it, and you re-register, and basically you go around what they're doing.
Yeah. I think it's crazy that you have to register to vote in the first place. I believe it's North Dakota doesn't even have voter registration. You just show up and vote. it makes sense to me. Anyhow, Stanley, thank you for the call. Sandra in Omaha, Nebraska. Hey, Sandra, what's on your mind?
Well, yesterday I had a survey call, which was my first in 60-some years of voting, so
whoa.
I went along with it, and the questions were a bit slanted. Didn't start out that way. It was, what are your feelings about this candidate, and, you know, good, bad, indifferent, what are your opinions about that candidate, da-da-da-da-da. And then they got specific about the current senator that's running for office right now in Nebraska. I won't name him, but they would say things like, candidate X has done so much and brought so much benefit to the military airport and to the roads and all these other things. What's your opinion about this? So
this is not a poll, Sandra. This is called a push poll.
Yeah.
And this is where they're just pretending to run a poll in order to feed you information or misinformation, as the case may be.
Well, then they asked about the Democratic candidate that's running, and and what do you think about his efforts to get 100,000 more illegal immigrants in here who are killing our citizens? And,
oh, geez.
And I thought, hang on, just, you know, A, that's your opinion, that is not fact, and B, he's not in office.
Yeah, yeah.
So you might want to think about how you phrase your questions and try to be a little less slanted.
No,
and of course, in Omaha, we have that split district issue. Well, the Republicans are going to fix that this time too. They're going to say, okay, we're working on making sure that even if they disagree with how Nebraska votes as a state, we're going to make sure that that is overturned and corrected to be Republican. So doesn't matter what District 2 does, and we're going to actually make a law about it now. We're going to make sure it's a law so that you can't.
Yeah.
And so I made a comment to the local paper about how, gee, our Husker football team, you've got a new way of winning now. You just get all the refs to agree that before you even get out on the field, you've won. And if anything happens on the field, you make sure all the decisions are in your favor.
There you go.
And that will work because it works for Republicans all the time.
That's
right?
Good one. Good one. Sandra, thank you. Thanks for sharing your push-pull experience with us. That's fascinating.
All right.
Appreciate it. Yeah, John in Kansas City, Missouri. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Well, what's on my mind is first give applause to Biden for getting the hostages released from Russia.
Yeah.
And I've been following this trend. You know, I like to read a lot of international stuff, but I would think what Biden should do right now and other European countries to start doing is to contact Americans who are in China and Russia and or Iran to the State Department and have them removed from the country. You know, issue a warning. We need to start doing that to stop this, basically, this extortion. If you go visit, you're more likely to be arrested, you know. And they've been doing that for quite some time. So I think now that he got these hostages released, send a no-go travel to these countries. I would warn also any businesses there via through the not the State Department, but the counselors, you know, counselors' office, embassy. There we go.
Yeah,
the embassy to get in touch with these companies. They say, hey, we're planning on pulling out citizens, U.S. citizens. Yeah.
I can guarantee you, U.S. citizens in those countries have been warned. By the way, number one, Joe Biden finalized the negotiations and sealed the deal on this hostage release an hour before he announced he was not going to be running for re-election. That's amazing.
Impressive.
And then secondly, you were talking about, you know, people just going over to visit the woman with the very Russian-sounding name who was released this morning. Who is a U.S. citizen, is a dual national. She's also a Russian citizen. And she went back to Russia to visit her mother, who was, you know, I don't recall if it was for her birthday or because she was ailing or what, but she just planned on going into the country for a few days, visiting mom, and then coming back. And they arrested her. So,
Right. And that's my main thing about this. Putin, in my view, he's losing Ukraine. This is desperation time, and desperate men do desperate things.
Yeah.
So it's basically all the Western people, people from the United States or Germany or whatever. Yes, you might have relatives to go there, but know that you're going to be a target once you get in there.
Yep. There you go,
know,
John. No, you're absolutely right. Yep. Thank you, John. Good one. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Hey, Tom, the recent Axios poll that Kamala is 20 points ahead among young voters, the morning consult poll, that she's 11 points ahead in Michigan and in five other battleground states, is just terrific, terrific news, Tom.
Yeah.
And Dan Bongino, the Secret Service agent who was bumped off of Fox News.
Yeah, I used to debate him on my TV show all the time. Not the brightest bulb on the tree.
He is now on KBC Los Angeles. He is warning his listeners not to be too cocky about the November election, and we should probably heed that advice as well, because the Republicans are good at October surprises, Tom.
Oh, yeah. You're absolutely right, Larry. Never take anything for granted. I mean, we certainly learned that lesson painfully in 2016. Larry, thanks. Thanks for the call. Good one. Mike in Chicago. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Yes, hi. Gonna kind of talk about Judge Cannon and what she did to Jack Smith in Florida. Mm-hmm. I'm not usually one to delve into, I guess this might be a conspiracy theory, but I have been wondering if there's a possibility that she had been, prior to this decision, having conversations with anybody at the Heritage Foundation, possibly members of SCOTUS, someone at the GOP, and then they was given the go-ahead to pull the trigger on that decision, because like you said before, she never made any ruling where he could appeal, thus lose the case. And
until she went broke on the first day of the RNC, of the convention.
Right, but I'm wondering if she was given the go-ahead, because it's in the bag, that we got the fix, yeah. The fix is in, so he'll do whatever he wants. I don't know if there's, because he's going to appeal. I haven't heard where it's gone since then, but I don't know.
No, it's up in the air right now. Yeah, and you'll recall Trump had made a comment at one point that she would be a good candidate for the Supreme Court. So my guess is that she just took this and ran with it because she wants to be the next Supreme Court justice, and she figured that the best thing that she could do for Donald Trump would be on the opening day of the Republican National Convention to drop her decision, basically, you know, ending all prosecution of Donald Trump for stealing classified documents and sharing them with spies from other countries, you know, the Espionage Act violations. That's my theory, Mike. I mean, you may be right. She might be coordinating this with Heritage or the Trump campaign or the RNC or somebody else. I think, though, that, you know, Trump dangled this in front of her and she leapt at it. Mike, I got to run, but thanks for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truth, Donald Trump would really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back with your calls. It's 46 minutes past the hour. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah, what would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in, Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except like it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, I go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down on the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Super Bearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Super Bearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. It helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and blood sugar levels. Super Bearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine has been shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month's supply of Super Bearing and get 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Super Bearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com, and the code is Tom, T-H-O-M, superbearing.com, code Tom.
We share our hopes, we share our dreams. In this talk show world, we're on the same team.
Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I just wanted to quickly mention, I don't know why we don't go back to the term yellow journalism, which is what Fox does. And it's historical and people know what it means. I think it would be a lot stronger.
I think our generation knows what it means, Bill. I'm not sure that young people do, but I get your point.
Right.
There needs to be a name. We need a good adjective. I mean, the whole yellow journalism thing came about because in the 1890s and early 1900s, mm-hmm. there was this incredibly popular cartoon. It was called The Yellow Kid. And that William Randolph Hearst hired cartoonist away from Pulitzer's newspaper in New York and used that to launch his own newspaper in New York. That was kind of like Fox News. It was full of sensational stuff, and that's where the term yellow journalism came from. But there's nobody alive today who remembers the yellow kid.
Right. But what I was wanted to talk about is Project 2045, when whites are no longer a majority. And how do you prepare for that when things have to become equal? And whatever they're doing now.
I think
now,
we just gradually evolve into it, Bill. I mean, we're getting there step by step. You've got a black person on the Supreme Court. You've got a black and Indian person running for president of the United States.
Right.
We have a black president. I think you just slowly evolve into it, and it's no big deal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and DEI, She was elected to be attorney general. She was elected to be vice president. So I don't know where that figures into it. And she doesn't have a law degree, but she became a attorney general.
She does have a law degree.
I mean,
the Republicans are saying she doesn't. They're lying.
Well, go figure it out.
She passed the bar. Yeah. No, there's just the level of Republican lies around Kamala Harris are just breathtaking. Bill, thank you for the call. Ruth in West Los Angeles. Hey, Ruth, what's up?
Hi. First of all, I want to thank you. I'm from KPFK, and you do wonderful things to help us out.
Thank you.
And about the, just a quick aside, I may have even learned this from you. Aileen Cannon was in the Federalist Society, and I really wonder whether she was a Leonard Leo, you know, child or not.
I think you could bet on it. I mean, not literally a child, but yes.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, two quick things. One is, I don't understand why Merrick Garland can't start investigating all these voter purges. I mean, I don't know what else he does with his time, but
But the problem is they're not illegal. The Supreme Court in 2012, in this case it was called Husted versus U.S., and John Husted was the Ohio Secretary of State, and he was purging people left and right, mostly in Cincinnati, mostly black people in Cincinnati, from the voting rolls, which is why Ohio became so red and so reliably red. They just basically don't let Democrats vote there. And he got sued. I believe it was the ACLU. I could be wrong. But anyhow, he got sued, and it went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, yeah, he can do that. No problem. Now, the Supreme Court back in the 80s, when Republicans were purging voters, they, for something like 30 years, the GOP was operating under a restraint, a something order. I forget the legal term, that prevented them from doing these kind of purges. But the Supreme Court legalized all that in 2012. If he's not investigating them, that's probably why.
You're amazing what you know. The last thing I wanted to quickly say is I hope that Kamala Harris does not choose Shapiro, and I happen to be Jewish. I don't think the country is quote unquote ready for, you know, a black and a Jew to be running the country. That's not casting aspersions at all. It's just saying, you know, what.
I get that. I just whenever I hear that, Ruth, I remember when the number two guy, I think, in California, in the California Democratic Party, told me on this program back in 2008. late 2007, that California should not vote for Barack Obama because there's no way a black man could ever get elected president.
Okay, all right. I would wonder whether she should be considering Jason Crow. I don't know why anybody hasn't brought him up. He's
a member of the House, isn't he? Is he not?
Pardon?
He's a member of the House.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think a House member has had that VP or presidential position since John Quincy Adams. Typically, it's either senators or governors. But, you know, I could be wrong, but that's my recollection. But we'll see. Ruth, thanks for the call. We're hitting the top of the hour here. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Is the Fed chair trying to get Donald Trump elected by keeping high interest rates? We'll talk about that right after this break, and then I'll be picking up more of your calls. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allbaugh Show.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. I am back in the host chair with my head examined and Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badger. Be here.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.